Boker Tov, Rabotai. Today is Yom Revi'i B'Shabbat Kodesh L'Seder Vayikra. Today is Yod Be'Adar Hasheni. Tomorrow is Ta'anit Ester Mugdam. Plus it's Maran Achida's real yahrzeit. So, big day. Shmuel knows, he knows. Tov, we're on page Ein Aleph. I used to live in Har Nof, which is just a stone's throw away from Har HaMenuchot. So I used to hang out in Har HaMenuchot a lot. There's a lot of major kvarim there. A lot that many people don't know, whatever. So I used to go daven. Chida was my go-to. I used
did
to go.
Huh? Did Raisi die in the year, there was a leap year, and it was in the second
I don't know.
Because then everyone would agree. That
yeah, could be. Well, he passed away. Rav Moshe's yard said his Tani Tastir, meaning Yud Gimel Adar. They had his Levaya was Doche Purim in two different continents. He was Doche Purim here on Yudalit, because they had his Levaya and his Pedim on Purim, Lechvod Gadol Ador. And then they took him to Eretz Yisrael, and he arrived on Shushan Purim over there, Tedvav, and they did the same thing in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Lechvod Gadol Ador. Even though Purim is not canceled, but. No, they still did the mitzvot, whatever. But in general, Purim is asur be'esped v'ta'anit. But lechot gedol ador, they did it. So,
crazy.
Yeah. Ein Aleph. I think he passed away in 89, possibly? No?
Was it 86?
Maybe 86? Yeah, could be. I don't know. Hakinah ve'ata'ava ve'akavod. Amru rabotenu zichonu mevracha, page Ein Aleph. Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Omer, Hakinah ve'ata'ava ve'akavod. Motzi'in et ha'adam min ha'olam. These things remove a person from the world. There's big discussions among the Rishonim which world it is that we're talking about. Hine gimal tchunot elu, these three traits, kin'ah, ta'ava, v'chavod. Tzarich ha'adam l'sharesh otam libo. You have to uproot them from the heart. V'zot al yedei machshava v'hitbonenut b'gimal yesodot shelimed ha'tana akavya ben ma'alal el. How do you take away kin'ah, ta'ava, and kavod? So he says, there's another list of three in Pirkei Avot. What's that? Histakel bishlosha dvarim ve'ata balidei avera. What are they? Da, me'ayin bata, ul'an ata olech, where'd you come from, where are you going? Ve'lifnei mi ata atid, liten din v'cheshbon. Now watch. Ha'istaklut me'ayin ba, ul'an olech, ha'inu keneged ta'ava. Looking at where you came from and where you're going helps to curb ta'ava. She'en kedai lalechet achar ta'avot ha'olam hazeh, כי על התאוות יש חיבוט הקבר. You know, חיבוט הקבר is a Kabbalistic concept that after a person dies, he gets beat up in his grave. His bones get broken and shredded. לא פשוט. So if we're going after תאוות, the Tana is saying, take it easy with your תאוות, because if you do it, remember where you're going, and after you get there, what do you think after a person dies so there's no more pain? מה פתאום? Pain only starts when you die. מה אתה צוחק? זה אמיתי. And he says, good Shaila, I would know, but apparently it hurts. Rishit Chochma talks about it too. Anyway, you remember Rishit Chochma? Scary sefer. Very scary. But, Yirat Shamayim. Yirat Shamayim.
Hey, we have to do that next.
Yeah, I don't know if they can handle it. Besides for Shmuel, but everybody else digging it. Okay? He says, וככל שיתאווה יותר, כך החיבוט גדול יותר. The more you have ta'ava, and the more you go after your ta'avot, the more your bones are going to be broken and decimated in the kever. We're not playing games here, you know what I'm saying? We're not doing any great neck fluffy, you know, white glove Judaism. This is the real, you know what I'm saying? No, you know what I'm talking about? When I say great neck, it means anywhere. Like, no, you have to talk nicely, you know, pet everybody, feelings, you know? Anyway, bekitzer, v'chein, feelings are important, don't get me wrong, you know what I'm saying? But when your feelings, like, trump everything else, like Hashem, Torah, whatever, then your feelings don't count. That's, v'chein, mevin she'adam lahevel dama, uba lidei anava. Yeah, when a person realizes where'd you come from, where are you going, it helps a person be anav. Where'd you come from? Tipas rucha. Where are you going? Forget it. Just take it easy. Ki hage'e lo mesugal lachshov machashavot shel tachlit ha'adam. What a line. There are certain thoughts that a person has, thoughts of tachlis. What's going to be? What's the end going to look like? What's the end game? What's the goal? A ga'avtan cannot think those thoughts. Why? He's always thinking me and now, and he can't think about the future and what's going to be. He's always so self-centered in the now that he can't have those tachlis thoughts. Shemar'im lo shu afar va'efer. You tell the ga'avtan, you know you're afar va'efer, you know where you came from, you know where you're going. He says, yeah, I got you, I know. Yeah, I know, it's okay, but look at me now. Chashuv. No, you're not chashuv. You're afar va'efer. Rimma v'tole'a. Moshe Rabbeinu said, v'nachnu ma ki talinu alenu. David HaMelech said what? V'anochi? No. V'anochi tola'at velo ish. Chirpat Adam uvzui am. You see, all G'dolei Yisrael mashpilim et atzmam. The Gemara says, who is greater than David in Anava? Avraham Avinu. V'anochi? Afar v'efir. Who is greater than Avraham Avinu? Moshe Rabbeinu. V'nachnu ma? Not a tola'at, not afar v'efir. Ma? ולכן רק מי שמסתכל מנין בא יבוא גם לידי הבנה של ולאן אתה הולך. Only when you realize where you came from, when you think about that, can you also realize what's the end game, where you're going. דברים עמוקים, איזה. And he says, וההסתכלות, איזה גדולי העולם, הקדוש ברוך הוא planted strategically in every generation the tzaddikim and the gdolim that that generation needs. He planted Chacham Ben Tzion in this generation because he knows that, that they need to hear these words. A combination of the metikut, but also yashar. You know, he's not mincing words, he's not pandering to anybody. Dvarim shel emet.
What does the line mean?
If you
know where you come from, you know where you're going.
Only when you think about where you came from and you realize your loneliness, can you think about where you're going and that you're going to die and it's time to make cheshbon nefesh and grab life by the horns and focus on Torah mitzvot. Because if you're not focused on that, if you're focused on anything else, how are you going to focus on Torah mitzvot? Mach pat lecha. Verstehst? Ve'istaklut. You can, when you hear legitimate, real, authentic Torah, it goes straight into the neshama. You feel it. You feel the neshama stirring. You feel it moving. The neshama moves. Ze lo tzchok. Ze haemet. Ve'istaklut. Lifnei mi... מי אתה עתיד ליתן דין וחשבון? היא כנגד הקנאה והכבוד. Remember you're going to come before. That's יסודות האמונה. This is 13 principles, people. יודגים העיקרים. קדוש ברוך הוא משלם שכר טוב לצדיקים ומעניש לרשעים לעתיד לבוא. If you don't believe in שכר ועונש, there's people, I don't know why, that שכר is great, rewards and great. We used to work in a certain shul once. They said, keep the messages positive, everything positive, reward. But don't... Anything that's negative, and it, don't talk about that. What are you talking about? Did you ever open up a Sefer Torah? You ever open up a Chumash? You ever say Shema in the second Perek? V'aya im shamau atishmeu en mitzvotai, v'chule. And then, Hishamru lachem, penifte levavchem, v'charaf Hashem. The Torah wasn't... You ever open up Parashat v'chukotai? You ever open up Parashat kitavo? I don't even know what you're talking about. Keep it positive. No, we need fluffy Judaism. You know what I'm saying? White glove, you know, silver platter, silk glove Judaism. No, no. You need authentic Judaism to know that there's Melech Malachai Melachim and he's going to judge you and he's going to reward you for your mitzvot and he's going to punish you for your avirot. It's not fluffy.
Is it okay to talk to him like you're going to get punished?
3 years old.
What's the three?
I already said, yeah.
Whatever. I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe, yeah.
What's the three you can tell about?
Geinam. Gehen and Brent.
The Rebbe said the
Rebbe's in
about it.
Yeah, my we're not that Litvish, you know what I'm saying? My Rebbe's a brisker, so like, you know what I'm saying? We're not like... To a brisker, you can like tell a brisker kid like at three, Gehen and Brent, you know what I'm saying? And they'll get it. Like Sephardi, you know... We have internal genetic fluffiness, you know what I'm saying? So we have to be aware of that. Sfaradim, you know, we need the zeh, you need the... Kacha, nachon? Even Ashkenazim in this generation use Sfaradim. They also need that love, affection, vizeh.
Whenever the
Rebbe
is here for Shabbat, they say, like, you can't be, like, empowered people by being so tough or like, you need the love.
Not tough. There's a difference between tough and true. Don't whitewash. Don't sugarcoat the Torah. The Torah is not ours to whitewash or sugarcoat. It doesn't belong to us. When you write the book, you can do whatever you want with it. Kadosh Baruch Hu bara et ha'olam, bara otanu, natan lanu Torah temet, v'chaya olam ta'abduchenu. Hashem gave us the Torah. You don't want to keep it, you don't want to agree, that's your problem. I'm not going to whitewash it for you because it's not mine. I'm not the Baal HaBayit over the Torah. We all work for the same boss. Now, there are different things that when you start Kiruv, so you focus on different, you don't start Kiruv. Welcome to Judaism, Rabotai. You're all going to Gehinnam and Chibut HaKever. You know what I'm saying? That Benny maybe, but like not, you know what I'm saying? That's your kind of Kiruv. You know, you have to know how to start. But once you get them in, you have to realize, okay, now we're going to talk about the Shlosha Asari Karim. And now we're going to talk about Sachar Va'onish. And now we're going to talk about Biyat HaMashiach and Tchiyat HaMetim and all these things. Yeah, what is that resurrection of the dead? It sounds kind of... No, it's Ikare Amunah. What are you talking about? What are you saying? If you don't believe these things, you're a kofir. You cannot, in good faith, be considered a shomer Torah mitzvot if you don't believe these things. Let's just finish this paragraph. Shechoshev le'atzmo, ma ichpat li, ma yesh lechaveri veli en. Halo, lekol echad yesh cheshbon mifne atzmo. Ve'ani hu she'atid liten din v'cheshbon. When you think about the fact that you're going to have to give din v'cheshbon, you also think about the fact that there's no reason for kin'ah. You don't have to be jealous and you don't have to look for honor because what? There's no, you know, when we go up after Mevesim Shana, there's no class action din v'cheshbon, which means we all go together. No, every individual gives his own din v'cheshbon lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore what? What do I care? He has this, I have that. Mazum shane. Take care of yourself, deal with yourself. V'lachin, eno mitpa'el midat ha'briyot alav uvorach min ha'kavod. Why should I care what people think of me? Think of me this way, think of me that way, this kavod, that kavod. How's that going to help you when you have your din v'cheshbon? Buddy, keep your eye on the road. You need to make sure that when you get to the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to pass with flying colors. Anything that gets you there, focus on it. Anything that's not going to help you, ignore it. So kin'ayin kavod just fell apart. Elohim gimel yesodot b'chaya adam. These are the three fundamental elements in everybody's life. Kol tov rabotai, hopefully see you tomorrow.